Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, 14 years of space engineering and space exploration by Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Your subscriptions are advised. Your donations are very generous. We are looking for much more from the solar system. But right now, we're going to go to a very special place. Bob, they've found musket balls. Where?
At Concorde, the shot that changed the world, the original first shots of the Revolutionary War in 1775, I think it was. I mean, it was 76. It was right. Yeah, 75. So archaeologists, they have some of the rifles that were, they're not rifles, I'm sorry, muskets that were used by the Minutemen at that war, at that scene that the first shots were fired. But they did some archaeological digging in the area where the musket balls would have landed that fired at the British. And they have located and identified five musket balls that were undeniably fired from the muskets of the Minutemen, not from the British. And so they're going to eventually put them on display. So we have a bit of history, the actual balls that fired at the British that started the Revolutionary War that eventually established the United States. Kind of cool.
I'm ready to start a war about this next story. This is the Europa Clipper, which I think is the coolest name of a NASA probe ever. However, we have an anomaly. What's happened, Bob?
This is pretty disgraceful. The launch window for Europa Clipper to get to Jupiter by 2030, I think, opens on October 10th of this year. They are supposed to launch on October 10th of this year. They have, I think, about a two-week window at that time. However, they've now discovered that the transistors that they've installed inside the spacecraft are not properly radiation hardened, and they fail at lower radiation doses than expected in Jupiter orbit. It's going to go into Jupiter orbit and fly past Europa many times, it's going to focus on Europa, but it's in Jupiter orbit, and that environment is very radiation high, and it's not a safe environment. It's one of the reasons Juno stayed in a high orbit and only flies in close, periodically comes in close. But they now found these transistors were not hardened properly. They were made in Germany, and they don't know what they're going to do. They have very little time to fix this. They can't really replace the transistors without significant delays because those transistors are inside the spacecraft, which is now sealed. To take them out would have to be unsealing the spacecraft, which means basically you have to rebuild. They have launch windows over the next 2 years, but I would say that if they have to reopen the spacecraft to replace those sensors, we're going to be looking at least a multi-year delay, at least. It's pretty shameful, John, but what can you say? This is the way
it reminds me of the Boeing stuff. It's always...
Yeah, it's of a piece, John. I'm sorry to interrupt. It's of a piece because this is a big space project. This was not open to competitive bidding like most planetary missions, which is why planetary missions in NASA tend to be good. This particular mission was dictated to NASA from Congress. A specific congressman really wanted a Europa Clipper mission, and so he inserted money for a Europa Clipper mission, and it had to happen. And so it wasn't put to the kind of bidding and competition the previous missions were. And it's a multi-billion dollar project that's now had this horrible error. It's terrible.
All right, I have a new mission for FAA. In lunar orbit. What do you think, Bob? Can they take the job on?
No. Well, let's not give it to them. In fact, it's even worse, the suggestions that have been made. South Korea has an orbiter in lunar orbit, and at a conference, one of their officials from that particular mission, the Denari mission, said that while in lunar orbit, they have had numerous dozens of potential collisions with three other spacecraft. There's NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, there's India's Chandrayaan-2 orbiter, and those two other spacecraft, they've gotten close to each other in orbit several times, and so they've had to maneuver. And there was also issues with Japan's SLIM lunar lander when it came to the moon and was in orbit for a while. And so they're saying this is an issue that has to be dealt with. We have air traffic control problems in lunar orbit that need to be addressed and coordinated before the coming exploration of the moon really gets heavy. The Korean official and Romania, South Korea and both Romania, have proposed giving the coordination and air traffic control power to the United Nations Committee on the Peaceful Uses of Outer Space, which I can tell you right now, and your listeners who know me will know that that makes me really sick to my stomach, because the UN is not the place to put this kind of power. A coordination of some kind needs to be worked out in advance of missions, but I really don't give this to the UN. They don't know what they're talking about, and they'll only cause problems. But it's an issue, though. It has to be dealt with, John.
A binary, and an unusual binary, because it's not a contact binary. Although we could call this a moon. You call it. What are we looking at, Bob? We've got 30
seconds. We have two different asteroids that came by the Earth in late June. They used radar technology to take images of them. I've got a movie of one that's really kind of cool. It really shows the improvement of resolution of this radar technology. And the other one discovered that there's a binary asteroid, right, a satellite, a moon orbiting this asteroid. That's very cool, John.
Bob, it's on a site. You can see the pictures. It's a tiny moon around a tiny asteroid. Bob Zimmerman, 14 years. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.